Today we're learning Nidadaf Vav. I'll just review briefly where we ended yesterday because we're going to continue from there. We had the statement of Ze'ere, who said that when we go Lemafrea, we go back 24 hours, a woman who sees blood, she's not only Mitame regular Tumah, but even Mishkav Umoshav, right? When she sits on something and then someone else comes along and sits on it, they become Tameh, a person can become Tameh, and then he or she in return, or the next level is their clothes become Tameh, right? That's L'Tameh Adam, L'Tameh Begadim. So now, we had a question on this. We said, but Avimi brought a braita, if you remember, who said, which they assume meant, what's maga'a? Something that she touched. And the assumption was, they assumed it meant, is like a kli. Now, a kli that she touches doesn't have that same kind of tumah, can't be metame, can't go on another level. That's just metame food and drink. A kli can't be metame another kli. So in other words, instead of saying, her mishkav and moshav is metame adam, letame kelim, it sounds like her mishkav and moshav is metame a kli, is like a kli, where a kli can only be metame machal umashke, which means her mishkav and moshav can only be metame food and drink, which is the lowest level of tumah. So we said, how do we answer this? So Rava, instead of really reacting to the braita, simply said, we make a kal v'chomer here, just like this kli cheres, tamid patil, right, that's sealed, that's in an oil made, and it doesn't become tameh, what's inside. But yet, when it comes to anida, it will become tameh. Likewise, we're going to say, the mishkav u'moshav that would be tameh in an oil is also going to be tameh me'leh. So therefore, he rejects it based on a kal v'chomer. The Gemara then said, well, what about the braita? We reinterpret the braita to say, when we said maga'a, what did we mean? The maga'a, meaning if she touches a person, she makes him tameh and his clothes become tameh, or she becomes tameh and her clothes become tameh. Whoever she comes in contact with carries that kind of tumah, and that's what it means. Maga'a is not the kli she touched, it's her maga'a, if she touches someone. And with that, we've resolved it. Now the Gemara is going to bring a braita to support Rava, starting on line number 3. Tanya kavate de Rava. So now we have a braita supporting Rava. It's interesting, it could have really said supporting also Ze'eri, because it's basically the same thing. It's saying her mishkav u'moshav is metame like a, maybe because it mentions kli cheres hamukaf tzamid patil, maybe that's why that's why they're bringing in Rava here specifically, because they want to say kli cheres hamukaf tzamid patil is going to be tame by this nida woman, and that supports it, but it also supports the mishkav u'moshav. Ha-ro'adam, okay, here's, we're going to have a bit of a long braita. The first case is ro'adam, the second case is ro'at keten. We're going to compare between ri'adam to ri'at keten. Ha-ro'ad, but again, our purpose is, it's already said in the first few lines. Ha-ro'adam mitama me'le, she goes back and retroactively, she'll be, her taharot will become tameh, things she came in contact with. Umahi mitama, and how? What kind of things is she mitame? Mishkavot u'moshavot, she's mitame things she sits on, or lies on, ochalin u'mashkim, food and drink, u'kli cheres hamukaf tzamid patil, okay, and obviously the contents also. Ve'ena, okay, now we're going to get into a bunch of other halachot about this. Ve'ena mekulkelet leminyana, okay, what does this mean? So if you remember, we started out the Masechet, we said there's nida and zava. Right? We have two different categories. There's nida, there's zava. Nida is generally a woman in her regular menstrual period. Zava is either beyond the time of her period, if she bleeds longer, or and not when it's the time of her period. Now this, for certain women, this can become quite complicated because people don't always have regular cycles, and how do you know if your blood is nida and zava? Why is it important? Very important, because nida is 7 days, including the days she's bleeding. And then on the 8th day, she goes to the mikvah. And zava, it depends. There's zava gdola and zava ktana. Zava ktana is 1 or 2 days. And she only waits 1 extra day, already goes to the mikvah in the morning and waits till the evening to be tehora. But if she's a zava gdola, which means she already sees 3 days, then she needs an extra 7 clean days after 3, 4, 5, 6, however many days she bleeds, she then has to wait shiva nikiyim. So now it's very relevant to know whether you're nida or zava, because all the laws are totally different. So, how does she know? Well, the rabbis came up with this system, right? They said there's 11 days, okay, this is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, achalasar yom bein nida l'nida. That means, okay, now I'm going to give you the simpler way of understanding it. There's a more complicated way of the Rambam. We're not going to get into it now. Maybe we'll get into it when we learn the sugya. But it basically means a woman bleeds the first time. She counts, right, 7 days, okay? Those are her nida days. From then on in, okay, she has to always keep count. The next 11 days are potentially zava days. What does this mean? I like to say this another. It's always simple to say this. The shortest machzor for a woman is a 19-day cycle, right? Because already on day 19, if she bleeds, after getting her period, 19 days later, and it's 19 days from the first day she got her period, we always count from the first day. So the shortest possible cycle of a woman is 19 days, which means that a woman who bleeds more frequently than that, right, within, if she starts to bleed in day number 17 or day number 18 or day number 13 or whatever it might be, we're assuming that's out of her cycle. That's Zava. Okay? So now, we have this woman who sees blood. We tell her, go back 24 hours. Well, now the question is, if the 24 hours were in Zava days and the day she, because, oh, then what happens? I forgot to mention the continuation. If she starts bleeding on day number 19, we start counting from that day, the 7 days of Nida, and then from there we'll get to the next 11 days of Zava. But now, let's give a few scenarios. If, let's say, she bleeds after 19 days, do we count it from, right, where do we count it from? Do we go back a day? Which means, in other words, it messes up everything. If you go back 24 hours, theoretically, you can mess up the whole minyan. You could say, right, let's say, hey, the day, the 24 hours before was in day number 18, and the day she bled, though, the day she saw blood was day number 19. So we say it doesn't mekalkel et haminyan. We don't relate to this whole 24-hour period. It's just for tumen tara. It has nothing to do with days of counting zava and nida. Okay? Basically, we can't, it's in much more simple terms, we assume that that's your first day of nida that day. Okay? And then you start counting your seven from there. You don't count your seven from 24 hours retroactively. Okay. That's the first halacha. Now we say, ve'eina mitamat bo'alah l'mafreya. If she slept with her husband within those 24 hours, now anyone who sleeps with a nida, it says in the Torah, it becomes karet, that we're not relating to. Again, remember, this whole halacha be'ele clearly doesn't have to do with that, or almost clearly, not 100%, but most people think it doesn't. But there's a din that anyone who sleeps with her is, and that has relations with her, is tameh, just like she is 7 days. They have 7 day tumah. So if the husband slept with her and then she saw Adam within the next 24 hours, he's not tameh l'mafreya, okay? He doesn't get the tumah of the 7 days. Interesting, though, the Rabbi Akiva disagrees with this halacha. Rabbi Akiva omer mitamad bo'ala. He becomes tameh even retroactively, okay? Ve'ena, now here's another halacha. This isn't a machloket. This is back to the regular opinion. This is very similar to what we said before, but ena mona elamisha sharata. Before we said she starts counting her nida days from the day she sees blood in relation to zava days, right? So we count this is when her period started to then get to when are the zava days. But it also means, which you would have thought was obvious, interestingly say it twice, it also becomes the first day of her nida for counting when she goes to the mikvah. So her seventh day will be her seventh day from the day she sees and not from 24 hours retroactively. You can see how this would mess up a lot of things. First of all, that makes total sense because midoraita, she's in, remember, the whole din of Me'ed La'ed is only Gzeira Darabana. That's why it's tolin and we don't actually burn Truma, right? We leave it. It's all Darabana. So from a Darabana, we're not going to override a Daraita as to what day she's supposed to go to the mikvah, midoraita. Okay, that was the first halacha. Now we're going to compare this to Haro'ah Ketem. Someone who sees spotting. Mitam'a l'mafreya. Okay, so also she goes back. Now notice it doesn't say me'ele, because what did we say l'mafreya is? From the last time she washed her clothes. Umahi mitam'a, what is going to be tameh? I don't know why they switched the order here. Ochlinu mashkin, mishkavonu moshavot. They flip it. Instead of mishkavonu moshavot, ochlinu mashkin. I don't know why. But they're all, it's the same thing. Uklicheres hamukafza mipatil, also that. So far the same. But now we're going to say, remember with the ketem, the whole thing is we're really not sure when she started seeing blood. She didn't feel the blood coming out. She didn't see the blood coming out, right? She just sees a spot. The spot could have been there. She just didn't notice it yesterday, 2 days ago, 3 days ago. So she's mikukelet leminyanana. This creates a huge problem. She's got to be suffek. I'm zava, I'm nida. You got to count how many days she's bleeding. If it's less than, right? And that you have to go lechumra in both directions because she's not sure. And it messes up her whole order. And until she kind of gets back to where she has a very clear thing, right? She's kind of off in her Nidas Ava days, and it becomes a huge mess. That's why it's interesting. It says Mikul Kelet. She's really messed up, right? It uses a word of like, really, you know, it's very confusing, and she has to be Machmir in both ways. Umitamad Bo'ala, and her husband becomes Tamei. Now, there's a big debate here. Notice what word is missing? Limafrea. It was also missing, by the way, when Rabbi Akiva said it, right? First, if you look above, Chachamim said, Eina mitamad bo'ala lemafreya, and Rabbi Akiva said, mitamad bo'ala. Now, he was referring to Chachamim, so it must be he meant, right, she's mitamad bo'ala, retroactively. But here, it doesn't say the word retroactively. So some people think, notice there's no machloket here either, some people think that even Chachamim agree with Rabbi Akiva here, that in the Ketim case, he does become tamei retroactively, because again, it's all a question of, maybe she really did see the blood earlier. Some people say, no, it's actually a machloket, and here it's just telling you that he becomes tamei, even though it's only a ketem, okay? But not that we go retroactively in terms of his tumah. There's a bit of a debate about how to read this. Ve'eina moneh ela misha'al shara'ata. Despite the fact that she's mekulkelet leminyana, we only count the nida days from the day she sees the ketem, okay? So there we kind of, you know, we go in both directions. Bezeh bezeh tolin, both the ro'ah dam and the ro'ah ketem, tolin, lo ochlim velo sofrim, reminding you this is only a halacha midrabanan. Okay? So, they're now going to ask on Rava like this. Here we have a braita that supports Rava. So they say, Rava, ishmiya le matnita, lema matnita. If you have an option to bring a braita to support your halacha, or a kal v'chomer argument, what are you better off bringing? A braita. Now, one might say logical arguments, but we know that kal v'chomers can be flipped on their sides and reversed, and kal v'chomers are always the weakest, right? We say you can't ein onshin min hadin, you can't learn punishments from kal v'chomers. They're not the strongest type of proof. So, why did he bring a kal v'chomer if he knew about this braita? Ilo shmi'a le'matnita, and here's an interesting question. If he didn't have the braita, kal v'chomer minale, where did he get this kal v'chomer from? You can't. And now, we know you kind of can, but we can't just make up this kal v'chomer. You know, it's not, first of all, it's not the most convincing kal v'chomer in the world. And, you know, where did he get this from? He all of a sudden thinks he can make this halacha based on a kal v'chomer. So what do we answer? La'olam shmi'a le'matnita. He must have heard the braita. They can't imagine that he made this kal v'chomer without actually knowing that that was the halacha. Be'imai matnita, but why didn't he bring the braita? Because he was worried that if he brought the braita, hava amina, o adam, o begadim. Aval adam, u begadim, lo. Again, the braita said mishkavu moshav, but it doesn't say mishkavu moshav, what about mishkavu moshav? Is it mitame adam, litame begadim, like we said, right? So he's worried. Now, this is a very strange hava amina, because again, if you have mishkavu moshav, how does it work? It's metameh adam, and then the adam, his clothes, become tameh. But what they're suggesting here is that maybe you might have thought, since this whole halacha is only a tumah midrabanan, they might have said the mishkavu moshav will be metameh adam, but it won't be metameh the clothing that he's wearing. It'll only go kind of one level. It won't go another level, okay? Which is a strange havamina, because it always goes together. If he's tameh, then his clothes will be tameh. But they're suggesting, again, it's an answer. Sometimes they try to come up with an answer that might not be the most convincing, but they're trying to figure out why on earth wouldn't he brought this braita? They can't fathom that he didn't know the braita. So they say, there's obviously another possibility, is he didn't know the braita. They just think he couldn't have made up that kal v'chomer without the braita. Now, first of all, it could be he did make up the kal v'chomer without the braita, but it could be he had a masoret. He knew that this was the halacha, even though he didn't actually know the braita. But the Gemara would rather say he must have known the braita. So they say, you would have thought, O Adam, O Begadim, that the Mishkava Moshav can either be metame a person or the clothing. Aval Adam, U Begadim, lo, but not the person and the clothes on him. Therefore, Mishum Hachi, Kamar Kavachomer, to teach you, we're going to learn, once we learn the Kavachomer, we're going to assume the halacha applies to everything. It would be metame Adam, and then the clothes that he's wearing. Okay, that's the end of the first section of today. Now we're moving on to Rav Huna. Rav Huna, after learning all this about Me'ed La'ed, and we've been talking about the woman is busy with Taharot, and generally, again, Taharot can be one of two things. It can be Kodashim, from the Beit HaMikdash, sacrificial meat, Yei Nesech, you know, Yayin L'Nesachim, not Yei Nesech, I would say that, Yayin that they use for the libations, the oil for the Mincha, all that. Or it could be Truma. So comes Rav Huna, and he says, Amar Rav Huna, me'eit la'eit shebenida, l'kodesh avalo l'truma. This whole halacha we learned, this is the first reading of Rav Huna. We'll see that there's another reading of Rav Huna much later in the sugya. Rav Huna says this 24-hour period that we're talking about, that we go retroactively, is only for kodeshim. We don't have this chumra when it comes to truma. This makes sense because we're much more machmir when it comes to kodeshim than we are with truma. In fact, we're going to see that there's, in Chagiga, on Daf Kafa Mubet, it mentions a whole list of ways that kodeshim is more chamor than truma. Right? The most obvious that we know is that, and remember, when we go with tumah, there's an avatumah, rishon, or there could be a viavotatumah, a dead body. But anyway, avatumah, rishon, sheni, shlishi, rabi. Shlishi is only truma, and it doesn't, right? Chulin can't become a shlishi. Only truma can, but truma can't pass on tumah, right? And there's no tumah to be passed on to truma as rabi, but there is for kodshim. Kodshim goes all the way to rabi. So he says this whole halacha, we're only machmir on kodshim, but we're not machmir on truma. So we're now going to have a slew of questions. I counted, I think it's about six, okay, six questions at least. Six questions on Rav Huna. So here go our questions. Ihachi litnig abe ma'alot. In Chagiga, when it mentioned all these chumras about kodshim, it said there's ma'alot, there's all these chumras to kodshim that there aren't in truma. So why didn't it list this as one of the list of ma'alot? It's not, it happens not to be in Chagiga, the Salacha. So they answer, Ki katane, the Mishnah there wanted to talk about, Hecha de'ile drara de tuma. Aval hecha de'ile drara de tuma lo. They were only talking about things that could actually become actual tuma, like reasons to be gozer that something might actually become tameh. But in this case, it's only gzera derabanan. We're not really concerned that anything she touched is tameh. It's just that we've made gzera and we went back 24 hours, but it's not a real tuma. So because of that, they didn't list it in that list. Okay, made today. Second question. Mahi mitama. Okay, this is our source we started with this morning. Ochlinu mashkin, right? Her Adam, what is she mitama? She's mitameh. Among other things, ochlinu mashkim. Now, what kind of ochlinu mashkim? My love, bein dehektesh bein l'truma. Don't we assume when it says ma'chalinu mashkim, it means truma food and kodshim food? It didn't specify. It would have said ma'chalinu mashkim shol kodashim. So they say, lo, de kodesh. No, you could simply say they meant ma'chalinu mashkim of kodesh. Okay, right? Okay, possible answer. Number three, again, why is that a good answer? Because theoretically, if something's so obvious to you, sometimes you don't mention it because it was just clear, right? So maybe they just didn't mention it. Question number three, Tashma, a Mishnah further on in, I think, Yud Aleph. Yeah, Daf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Okay, before we get there, we have to say what the Mishnah was talking about. They're talking about women who live in the house of Kohanim. Okay, so they're supposed to, let me just find the words. Right, it doesn't actually say all these words, but what they mean is, here it does say yiterot alehen kohanot. In addition to all the regular women who have to, right, people who are oseket b'tarot, they have to check the morning, the evening, all that. We talked about that. In addition, kohanot, which means either the daughter of a kohen or the wife of a kohen, b'sha'ashen ochlot b'truma. When they want to go eat truma, they have to do bedika first so that they don't passel the truma. Makes sense. But comes Rabbi Yehuda and he says, now we're back in our Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af bishat avaratam mila'echol b'truma. Even after they finish eating truma, they have to check. V'havinam ba, and they question, and they say, my dehava hava. What's the difference? Why would, when you finish eating truma, they've already eaten, right? What's you could say, well, it's now tameh, but who cares? It's in her body, right? She's eaten it. It's gone. There's nothing to talk about. So Amar Abchista, lo nitzracha ela litaken shirayim shebefaneha. So what does that mean? We're worried there's a few leftovers of the food, right? Who cleans up after dinner? The women. So they're going to touch the shirayim. So when they're finished eating, before they touch the shirayim, they check again to make sure that they're not tmeot. And what do you see from here? It goes against Rav Huna, because we're obviously dealing with truma and not kodshim. So Rav Huna, we can answer according to Rav Huna, he must read matne. The Mishnah is lisrof shiraim shebiyadeha shebadka atzma kashir veset. It's in order to say, in other words, since there's leftovers from the meal, what's the concern? She finishes cleaning up, she checks herself immediately after, and if she finds blood right then because what's shir veset? Veset is not, like we've talked about, cycle of a woman, a regular cycle. Shir veset here, veset, they actually saw a note that says it comes from the Greek, it means immediately. Okay? Meaning, we don't go me'eid la'eid because it's truma, not kodesh, right? But if she, let's say she checks herself, she ate, and then she cleans up, and then she checks immediately after, anything she came in contact with within the last few minutes, we're going to assume then she was still, that she was likely bleeding, and we're going to be metame any food that was left from the meal that she just recently came in contact with. So that's why, and it doesn't have to do with me'eid la'eid, it's a unique halacha by shirayim of truma as the woman's cleaning up. Okay.
We should just make the men clean up. Right. Or she should check before cleaning up.
Right, or it would be smart if she checked before. Yes.
Then she's not.
But I think the idea, let's assume she's not even cleaning up. The point is that while she's eating, she also is, at the end of the meal, right, she might end up touching something that's still on the table that we are going to save for later, because again, anything she ate is irrelevant. And that, therefore, she checks right after to say, oh, anything I might have come in contact with very recently, and anything left over from the meal is going to be problematic. Okay. Tashma, another question against him. I think we're up to number 4. Ma'aseh va'asah Rabbi Eliezer, Rebbe k'Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, what is this? Yeah, I need some background. Okay, so a woman, if you look at Rashi, says it, Isha Yalda, okay, what does that mean? That's kind of an oxymoron. It means a woman who is not as kena. Okay, she's not menopausal, but avu alea shalosh anot shel shoshim yom shelo ra'ata. She doesn't get her period for 3 months straight. Now, remember, there's the category of regular women who are matama me'leid, and there's the category of these women who are considered mesulakot tamim. They don't bleed regularly. And generally, we say, right, either they're very young, or they're menopausal, or they're pregnant or nursing. This woman is none of the 4. However, she has a chazaka, anytime 3 times, that she's not getting her period. So, Rabbi Lazar says, Kol isha shavu ala shalosh anot, I'm reading him Rashi, it's from Zion Amabed, Amnida, daya shata. Okay? She becomes like those women, that she doesn't go retroactively. The rabbis, though, disagreed and said, no, only if she's a skena or, you know, premenopausal. Okay? So, what do we say here? In this source it says, Ma'aseh va'asah Rebbe k'Rabbi Eliezer. Rebbe held like Rabbi Eliezer against the rabbis. La'achar shenizkach, but after he remembered, now we're going to have to see what did he remember all of a sudden, Amar, k'dayu Rabbi Eliezer l'smoch alav b'shat hadchak. He says, well, you really only should hold like Rabbi Eliezer b'shat hadchak. What shat hadchak? Like a famine. There's a famine and we don't want to go made late with, you know, we'll be mekel on this woman, so we don't have to leave this food that nobody can eat. Okay? So basically, he paskin like him, but then said, oh, by the way, I only did it because it was shachat chak. He didn't want people to learn the wrong thing. So, vehevina ba, so they asked a question about the source, maila harshin iskar. What does it mean, after he remembered? After he remembered what? If it's that he remembered all of a sudden that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, but we paskin like Rabbanan. If we don't paskin like him, it doesn't matter if it's shat hadchak. We still can't paskin like him. Okay, which is interesting because sometimes we do in a shat hadchak paskin like a minority opinion, but the Gemara here doesn't seem to think that that's the case. Ela to lo itmar hilchata lo kemar velo kemar. But if, so what must it be? It's that no one paskined. There was Rabbi Lezer's opinion, there was the rabbi's opinion. There was no psikat halacha. B'kevan shenizkar delav yachid paligale. But what did he remember? He remembered all of a sudden it's not Rabbi Lezer against some other Tana. It's Rabbi Lezer against all the chachamim. So when he realized, wait a minute, we always paskin like rabbim. So if we're going to say, all of a sudden he remembers, wait a minute, the rabbis all disagree with him, meaning I can't really hold like him. Amar k'day Rabbi Eliezer l'smoch alav b'shat hadchak. So then he said, well, we should really only hold like him b'shat hadchak. Again, the only reason apparently we can hold like a minority opinion is because in a shat hadchak, in a difficult situation, is all because we haven't paskined yet, okay? Because there was no psikat halacha. Okay, what does this have to do with anything? So, back to our issue. Iyamar, remember, what are we trying to prove? Against Rav Huna, that it must have been, we were talking about Truma. So now, what happened? We had a maaseh in the time of Rebbe, and he matured something. When did Rebbe live? After the Churban Beit HaMikdash. There are no Kodashim at that point. So iamart bishlama l'truma hainu davi truma bimei rebi. Ela iamart l'kodesh kodesh bimei mir rebi mihava. There were no kodshim. Makes sense. Truma there still was, but kodshim there wasn't. So what does the Gemara answer for Rav Huna? Kidu Ula, as Ula said, Tamar Ula chevraya midakan begalila. Says my friends in the Galil midakan, which means Dalet and Zion switch mizakan like zach. They were mitaheratzmam. Okay, there's a debate what this means. Mitaharim. I'll translate into Hebrew. Chaverim shebagalil mitaharim. What does it mean mitaharim? One says, okay, it means the same thing either which way, but one is focusing on themselves and one is focusing on the food. Either which way, I'll kind of say it first what it means, and then I'll say the two ways of reading it. They treated chulin as if they were kodshim. Okay, now why would someone do this? Because they wanted the Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt. They were hoping it would be rebuilt soon, and they said, let's practice and treat it as if it's kodshim. And also, mainly, not just practice, but we'll totally forget the halachot if we don't keep them. So therefore, they treated their chulin as if they were kodshim. So now how do we see this? Mitaharim, either mitaharim atzmam, they kept themselves pure. Some people say they kept ashes of the paraduma, and they actually did the tahara process, okay, which obviously could only last, you know, until there were no more ashes left. But this is in the time of Ula. I don't remember what generation, but probably like second or third generation Amoraim. So we're talking, you know, a while after the Beit HaMikdash, not so long, but, you know. Or they were mitaharim the food. You know, they kept the food tahor, basically. They kept watch on the food to make sure that he kept them like the Kodesh. So if Ula said this about a chaverim shebagalil, hachanavi b'mei Rebbe, all the more so in the time of Rebbe that was right after the Chorban, it's likely that people did this, and he could be that he paskined about people who were keeping chulin al taharat ha-kodesh. Okay, next question. Fifth. Ma'aseh v'shivchato sh'Rabban Gamliel. Okay, he had a shivcha, a maidservant. Shaita ofa kikarot shel truma. Okay, she was cooking bread of truma. Uben kol achat ve'achat midicha yadeha b'mayim. Ubodeket, every time in between each loaf, she would wash her hands, go to the bathroom, and examine. It doesn't say, by the way, she washed her hands after doing the vidika. You would hope she did that too. But anyway, midicha yadeha b'mayim ubodeket. Ba'achrona, she gets to the last kikar. Badka umatat me'a, it turns out she was bleeding. Ubat v'shalat Rabban Gamliel. Right, maybe it, right, maybe she caused it. She asked Rabban Gamliel, v'amar la kulan tme'ot. He said, they're all tme'ot. Amra la Rebbe, v'halo b'dikai tali ben kol achat v'achat. She looks at him and she says, what are you talking about? I checked myself in between each one. Amar la, he said, oh. Right, this is a good case of a woman who asked a shaila without giving all the details, right? Maybe she didn't want to get into all the graphic details, but she said, but I did, I checked. What are you talking about? Amar laim kein hitmeya b'kulan taharot. So he says to her, oh, if that's the case, then just the last one is tameh, the rest are fine, okay? And then she asked the question without telling him all the details. He didn't know. So he kind of thought that everything was tahor, everything was tameh, but he said, no, you're right. Okay, now, what does it have to do with anything? Well, katanimia, kikarot shel truma. Right? What do you see here? They're talking about truma, and they're talking about retroactive. In other words, what do you see here? If she hadn't checked before, we would have gone back and made all of them tmeot. So you see here, we do go back. So what are the answer? My truma, truma, lachmei toda. We're talking about truma from the lachmei toda. What is truma? Truma is a word that generally we use to talk about truma, but there's also truma by kodshim. What truma by kodshim that has to do with loaves? Well, there's the truma, if you remember, the lachmei todah, there's 40 loaves, 10 of different, right, each different types. And then you had to take one of each type and give to the kohen. So it was truma of the lachmei todah, and that's what she was dealing with. So now they say, wait a minute, truma lachmei todah ba'apiyah, my bai. But what do you normally do? You make the 40 loaves, you bake them, or, you know, all the different processes, you go through each one as a different process of how you make it. And then you give to the Kohen. So there's no reason she'd be baking the truma lachmei todah. So what are the answer? Da'afrishinu b'lishayhu. It was a case where they were mafrish, the four loaves from the dough, gave it to the Kohen, and that's what she was baking. How do we know that one could do such a thing? B'chiha d'amar rav tuvi bar rav katina, lachmei todah sha'afa'an dalid chalot yatsa. If you turn, instead of doing 10, 10, 10, 10, and okay, this is not l'chatchila, but if for whatever reason you did one of each type. Huge. You're right, huge. If you remember, those who went to the bread workshop, there was a huge amount of bread. If you did them all 10 in one, you're yotze. And then they ask a question on that. But wait, don't you need 40? So they say le mitzvah. That's for the mitzvah. But b'di'evet, that's ideally. But b'di'evet, you could do it. Second question. But you have to take truma. How do you take truma from, right? You don't want to give them a part of one big loaf. And if you do, you cut a slice and you give it to the Kohen. And you take one slice out of each of the four. Amarachmana shelo yito. Oh, sorry, I didn't read it right. Prusa mikol chavachad echad amarachmana shelo yito prusa. It says echad. Right, the pasuk there is what's the echad here?
It's more respectful.
Yeah, it's more respectful. Well, that's why they darshed it from the pasuk. So they say shelo yito prusa. You're not allowed to take a prusa. I'm trying to remember where that comes from. I don't know. They darshed it from the somehow that you can't take a prusa. Vamrinan, and how do they answer the question then? So how can you possibly do this? Give the Kohen a full loaf and yet bake each in these four loaves? Tafreshinu b'lishayu. You can take it out before you make the loaves, give the dough to the Kohen, and keep the rest for the korban, for yourself. Hachanami, likewise here, tafreshinu b'lishayu. So you could say that she said, so again, this was all to prove that we could potentially be talking about kodshim, even though it says truma. Truma means gift. It could be the gift of, you know, a gift to a kohen from a different place, not having to do with actual truma, but the lachmei todah. Sixth question. Tashma. Shuv ma'aseh b'shivcha shav Rabban Gamliel. There was another case with the shivcha of Rabban Gamliel. Shaita gapach chaviyot shal yain. She was sealing barrels of wine. Ubein kol achat ve'achat midicha yadeha b'mayim u'bodeket. Same thing. In between each one, she'd wash her hands, and then she'd check. Uba'achrona badka u'matzah t'me'ah. After all that, she found herself t'me'ah after the last one. Ubat b'shala Rabban Gamliel v'amar la kulan t'me'ot. Amarlo, valo b'dikai tali ben kol achavachad. How could you say they're all problematic? I checked in between each one. Amarla in kain hitmea v'kulan taro. Same exact story, but instead of loaves of bread, it was barrels of wine. V'iamar bishlama chada de kodesh v'chada de trumahi hainu dahadra v'shayla. Now here's their proof. It's a fascinating proof. Maybe it was wine of kodshim, but one story happened with kodshim. This story must have happened with Truma. Otherwise, why would she be asking again? Okay? I have another possible answer to this. We'll get to it in a minute. But that's the Gemara's question, basically. So if one was Kodesh and one was Truma, then Hainu Tahadra Vashayla, we can understand. Probably she asked the Truma question first and then the Kodeshim question second. Ela Iyamart Idib Idib de Kodesh, Lama Lada Mahadra Vashayla. Why would she go back and ask him again? So what are the answer? It was two different shvachot. Okay. Okay. Now the other option is there were two versions of the same story, which we know is very common. That, you know, you can't remember all the. It's so strange, it's so that the details are so similar that it's unlikely that these really happened in two different ways. But probably it was different masorot about how the story happened. Either which way, it doesn't contradict Rav Huna. So we ended all our questions on Rav Huna, and now, interestingly enough, we're going to have, as I told you in the beginning, a different version of what Rav Huna said. Lishna Achrina, Amrela, other people say, Amr Rav Huna, Mei Leitche B'nida, Mitama, Bein Lekodesh, Ubein Letruma. So there you have it, where he says it explicitly, it's for both. Mimai, again, it's a different version of Rav Huna. So now, why does he assume this? Midalo Katane La Gabema Alo. Now we take our question that we answer, but use it as our proof for this. Notice it wasn't listed in the differences between kodshim and truma, even though we kind of answered that, oh, this wouldn't have been one of the ones on the list. But according to this version, that would be your proof. If really it was only kodshim and not truma, that would have been listed on one of the lists of the chumras by kodshim and not by truma. Amale Rav Nachman, v'ha tane tana lekodesh avalo letruma. This is interesting. Now all of a sudden we bring a braita. Obviously, the people who had the first version didn't know about this braita because otherwise they would have brought it because it's a clear proof for them. There's a braita that says likodesh avalo letruma, that it's only relevant. This may, okay, you're missing the beginning words, but it's meileid of a woman in nida, right? Is only likodesh and not letruma. So they say kibla minei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak ki yad masoret bechulin shenasu al taharat kodesh velo bechulin shenasu al taharat truma. He said the Masoret was that what we were talking about here, the Kodesh below the Truma, he was saying the halacha doesn't apply, and as Kodesh and Truma would apply to, real Kodesh and real Truma, yes, but when you're talking about people who treat Chulin like Kodesh or like Truma, those we're not going to be as machmir about, because that's only, you know, it's already kind of like a chumrah that they're doing. And there we're going to distinguish between Kodesh and Truma. We're going to say people who are keeping Chulin as if they were Kodshim, we're going to say that's Tameh. But people who are keeping Chulin as if they're Truma, we're not going to say that that's Tameh Limafreya. And that's what that Braita was referring to. L'Kodesh, Avalo L'Truma. You're missing more words than just Me'ilei. You're missing words of, it's Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaKodesh and not Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaTruma. Okay, that's it for today.